Good day, something seekers. On today's episode, I am delighted to have Ai Zhang, and she shares with us about, you know, being self-aware and looking within. You don't want to miss this episode.
Welcome to What's Your Something, where inspiring entrepreneurs share their unique journey to help you kick fear to the curb, boost your confidence, and boldly tell your story online. Here's your host, Blake Croft.
I just gotta say, I have had one of those days. You know, you ever have them? Yep, they come and they go. But, you know, it is good to have this creative outlet to be able to just talk to you guys and share with you these amazing interviews. You know, the interviews are going to take a different turn in the coming weeks. I'm preparing a new set of questions and really want to talk with entrepreneurs who are involved in podcasting and have some great podcasting tips for you. And really dig in and focus on, yes, telling your story and telling your story boldly and kicking fear to the curb and boosting your confidence. Again, none of those things are going to change, but really dialing in to, you know, how you can do that, how you can do those things through a podcast, how you can gain new leads through podcasting and build community through podcasting, and specifically mobile podcasting. So, and you don't want to miss Wednesday's episode. Like, if you're listening right now, you need to make sure that you have on your calendar or something a reminder for Wednesday's episode, because it's going to be, we're going to dig into the nitty and gritty of building a podcast, a mobile podcast, and the benefits, and we're going to go over the apps, specific apps that I use to talk with you guys as I'm doing now from my phone. So it's going to be awesome. You do not want to miss that. And I also want to plug, before we jump in today's interview, my new community. I really want to encourage you to go to startupmobilepodcast.com and join my community, where we are just going to really, we are going to just dig in to all the details of starting a podcast. We're going to learn together. We're going to learn all the terminology and the tools and the gear and everything that you need to really make your mobile podcast shine and, you know, build community yourself. So I highly encourage you, head over to startamobilepodcast.com today. But right now, let's go into today's interview. Thank you, everyone, for listening in today. I am excited because we're here on Instagram Live for the podcast listener. So hello to Instagram Live. Hello to the podcast listener. And I'm here with Ai Zhang. Did I say your name right? Wonderful. Good, good, good. So I did say her name right, Ai Zhang, and I'm super excited to chat with her today about her something. So right off the bat, Ai Zhang, what's your something? Just a little moment to share about yourself and about your something.
Yes, I am a college professor. I teach social media and public relations classes, but I am the most unconventional, non-traditional college professor. And the reason I say that was last year, I don't know, some of you might know my story. Last year, we packed up our stuff and we relocated from Philadelphia to South Korea last year, and because of my husband's job. And I think this entire journey of coming to a foreign country, I'm a Chinese, and so Korea, like, is a foreign country to me. I don't speak the language. I don't know anyone. I think this whole process of being in an exotic environment triggered something within me. So I started to reinvent myself, you know, and I'm no longer satisfied with being a traditional college professor. So I added a bunch of things to my resume, my LinkedIn, my social media pages, including a blogger. I actually earned a top writer status in social media on Medium within 2 months after I started blogging. Wow. And I also added live streamer. You know, I started my own Facebook live show, which is every Wednesday, and I interviewed a bunch of amazing people on my show and learned a lot. And also, I added speaker. I actually just did my first paid speaking engagement in Seoul, South Korea, which was truly amazing. And I got confirmed on my second paid speaking engagement in Korea. So I'm so excited. And also I added consulting and as an educator. So I added digital learning consultant on my title. What that means is that I help educators understand social media and bring them into their education space to enhance student engagement. So because of this is kind of my something, you know, like I challenged myself, I reinvented myself, and so many amazing things happen. But also, I will be the first person to admit that so many challenges, you know, I cried so much last year, but so worth it.
Yeah. And I love that. Like that, I have to give you like major, some kudos and applause because you took something that is your strength, which is education. And then all of a sudden, it's like your life was flipped upside down. And you could have chosen at that moment to say, you know what? Okay, I'm done. You know, I followed my husband. My husband came out here. I don't, you know, you could have said, well, I'll just give up, you know. But instead of doing that, you said, you know what? Just because I've moved to another country doesn't mean that anything about me has changed. I just have to reinvent how I'm doing things.
Exactly.
It's amazing to me as I've watched you on social media, what you've done, especially with your live streaming show of, you know, the Classroom Beyond the Walls or Classroom Without Walls. I'm sorry if I missed the name up there. But that show is 100% proof that you have embraced who you are as an educator. And, and you've said, you know what? I'm not going to let moving somewhere totally different stop me from doing what I'm passionate about, you know.
You continued
along that journey, and I've got to give you major props and major kudos. Tell us a little bit about how that live stream show got started. Like where did the idea come from, and you know, what do you do on that show?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And just before I answer this question, you made such a great point, you know, embracing who we are. Even like prior to coming to Korea, that year I was on a research leave. So I spent lots of time doing my research project, but I also spent so much time understanding myself, learning who I am, and reading books on self-improvement, self-development. I think this conversation with myself really prepared me to launch this big change, you know. I think so many of us, we spend so much time studying other people's lives, other people's works, and getting to know other people, but we spend so little time getting to know ourselves, to look within, you know, what is my passion, what am I interested in, instead of listening to all the experts here and there. But I think looking within is so, so crucial. So just want to add what you mentioned, you know, I'm truly embracing myself, you know. I think before I had lots of fear of how other people, especially educators, think of me being this crazy person earning additional income. Like, how dare you are to earn additional income? I even got blocked by some fellow educators. But I think, you know, like, we just need to embrace that. Like, yeah. I want to use myself as an example to show people there are so many possibilities outside of whatever we do from 9 to 5, you know.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong to pursue income and the impact. We can have both. We can have both. Yeah, so to just add that. Yeah.
I love it. So
my Facebook show, I started last year in summer, in June 2017. So we came to Korea in April. I started blogging in May. I started my Facebook live show in June. So I just launched a number of initiatives Originally, when I started my show, my goal was to inspire and educate traditional educators to embrace social media and digital media devices. But quickly, I learned traditional educators are not on social media.
Right.
So I had to really kind of shift the focus of my show. So nowadays, I just interview like marketers, social media people, and the non-traditional educators to discuss social media, technology, education, and the disruption. So when I have educators come, we discuss like their side hustle, what they do outside of academia, and how technology is disrupting the traditional education space. So that's kind of my direction right now, but mainly social media, small business owners, and talk about social media marketing. Yeah.
I love it. Isn't it just sad, though? I mean, we are in such a very unique time where educators could utilize social media so well to kind of, in combination with the traditional classroom.
And absolutely.
They're really missing out. And it's so sad because it's like, what more of an impact you could have on the students that are coming through your classroom if you think about the times that you're outside of the classroom more than you do inside of the classroom.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's something that's not really being focused on right now. Would you agree?
Unfortunately. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think it's not teachers' fault. I think it's the system. The system is so outdated. And like innovative efforts like going live streaming and blogging are not being rewarded by the system. You know, as teachers, they have to climb, they have to reach a certain status to keep their job. But doing those things outside of the traditional realms are not being rewarded by the system. You know, so I think that is very sad. You know, like even for my show, like quite a few of my shows gained 1.2K to 1.4K views and like hundreds of comments and 20 plus shares. When I had Mark Schaefer on my show and Brian Fenzel and a bunch of others. It is such an amazing learning environment. You know, people from all over the globe, like so far, I think 14 plus countries are participating. It's it is a classroom.
Yeah.
This classroom is not confined by the physical walls. And I just love that. It is a community where I'm not the teacher, you know, the audience and I, we are both teachers and students.
Yeah.
We learn from each other. We co-create content. Oh, I just love that. You know, co-creation is so much more empowering than, hey, students, listen to this. I'm here to teach you ABC.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so true. The fact that social media has given us all this voice, you know,
and it's
from little people like, you know, I would consider myself little people. Others would not consider me little people, but I consider myself this little guy. And this little guy has a voice because of social media. You know, it's because of social that like I've been able to get myself out there and really some awesome opportunities has come my way. Just because I was bold enough and used the resources that were in front of me. A lot of people don't understand that, like, if you get yourself out there, if you put yourself out there and be willing to embrace what's here, oh my goodness, it will open up tons of different and new opportunities for you, you know, whether it be in your space or even out of your space. Because there are so many, unfortunately, so many people in not just education, but in many professions where they don't enjoy what they're doing. And social media gives them this wonderful outlet to explore what really is your passion. What really is your something? You know,
exactly.
What is it that makes you want to put your feet on the ground? And,
exactly.
And then you can use social media to tell the world about that thing. And ultimately, you can gain a profit off of your passion, what you love.
Exactly.
You just have to be creative and be willing to like stop thinking so traditionally.
Exactly. And take baby steps. You know, you said it so perfectly. Whatever it is, your something, you know, something you're passionate about, take baby steps. You know, I think we almost have come to this stage where job security is no longer so secure anymore. You know, don't become so comfortable with where you are, even though it feels so comforting. Even in the education sector, people think it's such a stable job. But over the past several months, I read like so much news, like schools are being closed, especially humanities. Those things are happening. I think technology is disrupting our life, and people need to embrace that and understand that and need to diversify our income. It is more important than ever that we have more than one like stable income. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I agree 100%. And really, there's no excuse not to. Like, as I was saying, there is no reason why you can't be figuring out what you're truly passionate about and then going out there and busting your tail off to make something happen to where you are bringing in that side hustle money, or even ultimately, you know, you're doing it full time, you know?
Exactly. And I really encourage everyone to start taking action. You remember how I shared starting my live stream helps me become clear understanding who is my audience. You know, the longer I wait, I will never reach that clarity stage. You know, I think action creates clarity, makes us understand our audience, ourselves better. You just have to take even baby steps. You just have to do something.
Yeah, you just have to do it. That's been like my theme philosophy in life right now is like, just do it, Blake. Like, stop waiting around. Stop making excuses. You really don't have any at the end of the day. Just make it happen and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why are you trying to make excuses? There's no point. We have to take action and we have to do it. And that's just how it is.
And do you feel like, yeah.
Go
ahead.
Do
you feel like the longer you wait, the harder it is to get started?
Yep.
Because you just say, oh my God, so many people are doing this. Why me? You know, this mm-hmm. person's already doing so much better than me. I think the longer you wait, the harder it is to get started.
It is. It's so true. I mean, even when I was getting started, it was like, nobody's going to care what I have to say. Nobody cares about my voice. Look at this person over here. You know, they're doing so much better than I am. Their podcast gets hundreds of thousands of views.
Mm-hmm.
Why even start a podcast? Why even do this? Why? But if you just why yourself to death, you're never going to truly
exactly.
be able to embrace your full
exactly.
potential. You're not.
Yeah, I remember I had Chocolate Johnny on my Facebook live show, and he is such an incredible live streamer. And even he said that everyone has to start with zero, you know.
Yep.
Everyone has to, oh, that is like kind of stuck with me. And it is so true, you know. If he has to start with zero, all of us has
yep.
to start with zero.
Exactly. So true. Well, here is a question for you that I love to ask everybody that I chat with, because you don't hear a lot about this side of the entrepreneurial space, about the business world, about live streaming or anything. It's that when those difficult times come, when you feel like, am I making an impact? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, does my show matter? You know, when those times come, what is it that keeps you motivated to continue pursuing your something, to continue pursuing that show, or continue pursuing building that relationship? What is it that keeps you motivated?
Oh, it's such a great question. And believe it or not, every day I have that feeling. Am I creating impact? And why am I even doing this? So I think what helps me is that I like slowly I'm building a group of community
mm-hmm.
of people who enjoy my content, a small intimate audience. And I think those people are in my tribe.
Yeah.
And they are my supporters, you know, like every day, even when I feel like I'm not creating impact. But hey, like this morning, I just received a message from one of my dear friends. And she was like, I loved your show. It is so amazing. And take a screenshot of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love how iSocial Fans or Brand Fenzo mentioned, you know, screenshot of awesomeness.
Yes.
And just like take a screenshot. Like, I think we all have moments when we start to challenge and to doubt ourselves and just feel not good enough, and look at those screenshots, you know. So when I received that message, what I did is that I actually created a moment on Twitter, and that moment is called like people's feedback regarding my work. It just for myself, you know, when someone says something nice about me, about my work, about my show, I put that moment, that tweet into that specific moment. And when I have moments of self-doubt, I look at those tweets. I remember those people who have benefited from me. Even though just one person, I feel happy. I think,
right.
Just think, yeah, no, remember what we discussed earlier. Everyone has to start one. And if you are reaching out, your content is reaching out, it's helping just one person, you are creating an impact, right? So just remember that. And slowly but surely, more people are going to start to consume your content. And nowadays, I have people I don't even know. They will send me a message. Hey, I benefited from this. Thank you so much. And just like be patient and take baby steps and celebrate every single win, regardless of how big or how small they seem to be.
Absolutely. Agree 100% with that. And you are not the first one to tell me about Screenshot Awesome. I mean, Brian himself, when he was on the show, he mentioned Screenshot Awesomeness, because that really does help. I've started doing that for myself. When there are times where I feel like that I'm not making an impact, I go and look at the screenshots where I know for a fact I have made an impact. And it's not to, you know, create pride in myself or anything. It's just to let myself know that, you know what? I'm on the right track. I know that I'm doing the right thing. And those moments of looking at those screenshots really help. And you mentioned as well as having the community, you know, everybody has said that. Like I'm literally beginning to think that is what the glue that holds everything together in the real world is people who actually genuinely care about what each other has going on, and they build community around each other. When that happens, things happen.
Exactly. I shared with you last year, I got blocked by some of my educator friends, and it was such a devastating moment. I was crying. I was, oh my God, should I even pursue this? I already getting haters and people think I were crazy. But really, those people in my small community, they picked me up. They were like, hey, you're doing amazing. Keep going. Mm-hmm. We did like live video chat. I was like sobbing. Do you think I can do this?
You think I'm like, amazing?
No, exactly. Keep going. And you don't really need that many people, you know, 4 or 5 people, good enough.
Yeah.
And with those people, I never met them in person. Quite a few of them never met in person. But that shows the power of social media in terms of cultivating genuine friendships, relationships. It is amazing. Really, like, I feel so thankful for this digital space and for the people and the community that I get to know over time. They help me keep going and become who I am.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. We have, again, for the podcast listener, we are recording on Instagram Live right now. We have a great group of people here with us on the live stream. If you want to catch up with these live streams, make sure to go over to my Instagram profile and hit get podcast reminders. You can make sure to get those reminders when we go live here on Instagram. So, but we want to make sure that anyone that's here listening right now has the opportunity to ask you a question. So be thinking of your questions, Instagram livers. And I have one more question to ask you while they are thinking.
I also have one question for you, if I may ask.
Okay, right now? You want to ask it now?
No, I can ask after you ask me.
Okay, sounds good. I'll ask you this one, and then you can ask mine, and then they can ask theirs. Okay. All right. So my last question for you is, knowing everything that you know now about your journey so far, your journey in education, your journey even in social media and live streaming, knowing what you know now, what would be that one piece of advice that you would give to your younger self?
Mm-hmm. I wish I embraced who I was earlier. I wish, like, I didn't listen to so many people and didn't let my own fear hold me back. I was so worried about what others say about me that I wanted to be their perception of me instead of being who I am. So I really wish I was brave enough Yes, I love it. Yeah. Exactly. I wish I was brave enough earlier to truly embrace who I am and embrace myself. What makes me unique is what makes my content unique, and people want to hear that.
I love it. That is so true. It's the best piece of advice that I give everyone that I work with, is if you can't be yourself, you're not going to succeed in telling your story. You're going to be realized as a fake and phony, because in this space now, in this age, people can sniff it out. They're going to be able to tell if you're fake. They're going to be able to tell if you're a phony. So don't even try. Don't even try to live up to anybody else's standards of you. Be yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, then you cannot move forward. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't tell your story.
Yeah, yeah. I remember there's only one you. You know, there are tons of other people's content, but there's only one you.
Yes. And there's only one way to tell something in your voice. Like, you have your own perspective on things that nobody else has. You know?
So absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great advice. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to ask your question?
Yeah, I'm just curious, as a live streamer, why did you choose to go live on Instagram Live versus Facebook Live, Periscope, YouTube? There are so many platforms. So why Instagram Live?
Instagram Live is where I'm focusing right now. It doesn't mean that I'll always be here, but I'm really focusing a lot of my time just in general on Instagram. I've really worked earlier this year in building up the Instagram profile, you know, my actual grid and everything. And so I wanted to go on here on Instagram Live, really just to hone in on a platform, to really just focus. Instead of trying to stretch myself maybe too thin and focus on, you know, trying to be on all of the platforms, like I would love to be. Instead, I'm just going to focus on Instagram right now, and those that are going to be with me will be with me, and those that won't will won't. And, you know, it's almost a personal preference right now. Yeah.
Love it.
And really, you would think, why am I even doing this? Because you can't save dual guest videos, but I found a way to do it, so I'm hacking the system right now.
Oh, that's amazing. That's actually my next question. That is amazing.
So I'm able to actually pull the audio from this live stream and then send it over to the podcast, so that's how I've been doing it right now anyways.
That's great. I love it.
Just wanted to use Instagram Live because I'm praying that they open up the opportunity soon to, you know, use a software like Wirecast or OBS and send in a feed. So Bree told me that I don't need to say that out loud because they might hear me. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now with Instagram, and I've been enjoying it. I jumped on here the other night just to chat, just to hang out, and had 10 or 12 people just hanging out and playing around with filters with me. It was a blast. And I just don't get that on Periscope, for sure. I mean, I go on Periscope and I talk to myself. And Instagram has such an interesting algorithm right now with the way they invite people in. Because they'll send out one notification, but then the longer you're on the broadcast, they're still sending out notifications. And so different followers can jump in at different times. Not only that, but it's reaching out to your audience here on Instagram.
So it's
sending out reminders to your people as well. Not only is it sending it to mine, but it's sending them out to your people as well, because you're involved in this broadcast too. So it kind of has a way to blend the audiences that you really can't get with Facebook unless your audience or my audience clicks the share button.
Yeah, this is almost like where Facebook was a few years ago when they just started Facebook Live. You remember, we got all those notifications, but I don't think I receive any notifications anymore. Great. I also love how you stay focused. I think that was one of my major mistakes. I was trying to be all over the place, and it's just a disaster. Yes.
Yeah. I've been guilty of it, but then I just realized I've got to stay focused, or I'm going to try and go in too many different directions, and I'm not going to go forward in one. And I feel that you have to be focused. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy.
I don't know if we have time to share this, but I just came back from like a social media marketing world conference in San Diego at the beginning of this year. And if you look at all the speakers, each of them has something, you know, this person's specialty is Facebook ad. Exactly. This person's like Snapchat. And I think that's how you establish yourself. You know, I think once you build your credibility, maybe you can branch out to other places. But I think to starting out, you just have to be super, super focused. I think that is something like we should share more with like people who are just starting out on this journey, because it is so likely to be all over the place because you were listening to everyone. And you felt an urge to be on every single channel.
I still do. Like, I was messaging when I started the podcast, I was messaging Chris and I was like, okay, I know I want to do live streaming too, I need to do Periscope, and what about Facebook Live? And then there's Instagram Live, and then and he's like, dude, just focus. I think you should stick with Instagram. And I was like, all right, that's what I'll do. I'm going to stick with Instagram and I'm going to rock Instagram. And then if I
love it,
rock something else, then I'll go rock something else. I mean, I hang out on Twitter a little bit too. So
yeah,
I'm not going to put a lot of my attention there because I need to be focused. So
yeah. What did they say? That it's like the 1,000 hours rule or something. So once you finish 1,000 hours on Instagram, you can branch out, right? Something like you truly kind of master this platform. And I also love, I think we need to start with something, a platform that we are comfortable with. Like for you, it's Instagram. For me, it's Facebook. And I think that makes it easier to get started. Yeah.
Yes. So
sorry, I talked too much.
No, you're good. You're good. So Amber had a question though here on the live stream. She said, how long did it take you to realize your passion? What sparked that in you? So how did you know? How long did it take to figure out, hey, this is what I'm really passionate about?
Oh, it's such a great question, Amber. I love it. Oh, it took me a long time. I think because for such a long time, I'm so used to listening to others and to be the self that was the perception of others. I was not even myself. So I think roughly about 1 year. I knew that I was passionate about education. I was also passionate about social media. But it took me almost 1 year to connect the dots. Hey, I can actually do this, intersect both, connect the dots. I think definitely 1 year. And it's really the process, the journey, the action itself helps me gain clarity. It's not I just sit in my room and start to think and plan and think, be more strategic, plan more. It's really like taking action helps me. And even right now, I am collaborating with another educator who also kind of like she left academia. So we are trying to write a book, a self-published book, where we are interviewing educators who are also entrepreneurs or people who left the education space and to share how they reinvented themselves and their stories. I think that's eventually what I want to do, is to coach educators who were like myself a few years ago, who wanted to branch out but didn't know how to get started. So that's our coaching service, maybe online course, to help this unique group of educators who are thinking about branching out. Yeah.
See, I find that amazing because that is similar to how I discovered what I need to be doing in this space. It's like you walk through the journey yourself and then you say, oh yeah, you know, I could probably help people that were in the same boat that I was figure out how to get out of that boat and go on to another one. It's like the journeys that were, you know, brought through in life, they all like, they lead us to where we need to be. And where we're supposed to be and how we can help others. You know, like you go through these things and it's like, oh, now I can help somebody else go through that.
Exactly.
You know, just in, you know, in the business world, this is like anything in life. It's like, oh yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. You got some money stole from you. Let me show you how not to do that again because it happened to me too. You know, it's
exactly
it's little things. That's how
life works. Exactly. So good. So true.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And when I started, like, there was nobody guiding me, helping me, and I kind of have to figure things out on my own. So when you see a problem, it is also an opportunity for you to create something to make that problem easier for other people.
Exactly. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for hanging out with me for a little while. I appreciate it. And I love to give some encouragement at the end of each interview that I do. I just want to let you know that your story matters, that you are rocking it. You are inspiring people. You are an educator that is just breaking down the walls of the classroom, and you are doing it so well. And I just want to encourage you to keep it up, to keep going. And don't ever give up. Because
no, thank you so much.
Only you can tell your story. It's unique to you. So you need to keep it up, okay?
And if I can do it, AI, if I can do it, you can do it too. And I always say that to inspire others. And thank you so much, Blake, for having me on your show. Truly honored. I'm so sorry I don't look quite camera ready. But hey, embrace that video. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you and best wishes.
What a blast was I, right? She was absolutely amazing, so lively. Her story was fantastic. I mean, the classroom beyond walls. How amazing. And just embracing and looking within and self-aware. It's good stuff, y'all. Great stuff. It's good stuff to know when you are figuring out your something. So cool. Guys, again, I just want to encourage you as I end this episode that you come and join me over on my new community, startamobilepodcast.com. This community, again, is going to be a place where we're going to work together to figure out how, number one, what your story is, what you need to be sharing to the world, and then how you can do that on the go. I understand your time is so valuable and you need to be on the go and you need to build a community. You need to get more leads for your business. I understand. And a podcast is a wonderful way to do it. I have seen it happen for myself. So definitely come over to startamobilepodcast.com. But in the meantime, don't stop telling your story. It is unique to you. And nobody can tell your story like you can. So never stop telling your story. You guys have a blessed day.